You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. And today's topic is this, thrive like you're surviving. I know, people say, hey, think about thriving versus surviving, but I'm telling you, thrive like you're surviving. And what inspires today's soul story is this. Today I was getting on Facebook, and within the first probably 10 seconds, as I was scrolling, I saw more than one, yes, more than one post about someone losing a loved one. I know, it was so sad. The first one was a dear friend of mine whose father just passed away. And then the second was a colleague whose wife is dying as we speak. And I know if I would have kept scrolling, there would be other stories. We've all seen them and maybe even been the one writing them. And for me, it brought up a lot of memories. And it reminded me of where I was almost 2 years ago when I posted on Facebook about the tragic, very devastating call that I received telling me that both my parents had been killed in a car accident. Still to this day, when I say it, it's hard to say because it's like there's a part of me that absolutely can't believe it. Even though I have believed it because it's true and I've embraced it, I want to say I've accepted it, but I don't know if anyone ever really fully accepts it. But the reality is, it was a reminder of how life is so precious. Now, that sounds so cliche, right? But the bottom line is, we don't know what today or tomorrow will bring. But what I can tell you is this. What I've learned through my losses and through my life is that I have today, and what we do today matters. What you do today matters. And I guarantee you, if you begin to thrive like you're surviving, and if you begin to see your life as the gift that it is, like survival is so innate to who we are as humans. It's the nature in us to choose to survive. So if we begin to really look at that and the value of surviving and the gift that we have each day that we survive another day here on planet Earth, if we begin to acknowledge that and actually see it for the gift, the valuable, powerful gift of life that it is, I believe with all my heart, we'll begin to thrive in our today. If you are not thriving in your today, my dear, perhaps it's that you haven't really taken a look to consciously see, to consciously acknowledge the gift of survival, the gift of life, the gift of being alive, and that you have life flowing through you. I remember I used to tell my patients, as well as my patients who were diagnosed and suffering from or healing from cancer, I used to say to them, as long as life is flowing through you, there's always hope for healing. But I will tell you, in order for that to happen, you have to be surviving. And when you begin to see the gift of survival, you will begin to engage in the power of thriving. I know, it seems so simple. But I will tell you, ever since that call that I got in the middle of the night almost two years ago, I mean, my life has never been the same for so many reasons. And one of those reasons is because in that moment, I saw this is no joke. Like, this is really what happens in life. Like, nobody's getting out of here alive. And that these things can happen. Bad things can happen to great people. Like, we don't know. Like, it just seemed like, wait a minute, this shouldn't, you know, quote unquote, be happening. This shouldn't be in the storyline of my life. This shouldn't be happening, you know? But it does. Things happen. Life happens. Death is part of living. So my question to you today, dear soul, is are you willing to fully embrace and engage your ability to thrive by acknowledging and embracing and appreciating your ability to survive another day, another minute, another moment, another opportunity to sip on your life. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What do you value most about your life? What do you value most about the fact that you're alive right now for such a time as this? What do you value most? Who do you value most? And what are you willing to do with this incredible gift that you have called survival? I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you so very much for being here. I know this may seem like a little bit of a downer to even be thinking about this and talking about it, but you know, we've been talking about change. And I will tell you, this is a big part of the change process. We're changing each and every day. We're changing, we're growing, we're living and we're dying, we're thriving and we're surviving. What you do with it is the gift you're giving yourself and others. I so look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being who you are, for being alive and well today. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.